basically what we are in charge is to be in monitoring of European policies in this regard, with special attention to the environment and energy. But of course, our main stakeholders are our churches in Europe. So we work in coordination and cooperation with a number of churches over the continent, and we try to develop some joint activities with them.
Is it an ecumenical venture?
Exactly. Conference of European Churches gathers 120 churches from all over the Europe, from all corners of continents, north, south, east and west. And European Christian Environment Network is closely linked with Conference of European Churches. It means we have members, friends and colleagues from almost all European countries, and we work very closely together. What is also important to note that it is ecumenical network. We have colleagues from all churches and denominations, mainline churches in the European continent, Protestant churches, Orthodox churches, and we have also friends and colleagues in Roman Catholic Church.
You are an environmental network, so who better to ask about this 2012, which has been designated the International Year for Sustainable Energy for All. Can you tell me what this means and why it's important?
This has several consequences. First of all, energy is something what all of us very much need, whether we are aware or not aware of that. And the simple fact is that consumption of energy is increasing. It is very much linked to climate change and the problem with the environment. And the energy use is ground source of all problems that we have with environment and climate change. So if we want, as a people, as humanity, as those who are concerned, if we want to address the climate change, it is not possible without taking into concerns what is happening in our energy consumption. Simple fact is that more than 85% of our energy consumption is produced by fossil sources, which enormously contributes to climate change. The other thing, and this is particularly important for our perspective from a Christian point of view, it is a use of energy. We very much not only use, but very often misuse energy. And here is what we would like to address as well.
Can you tell me how?
Of course, the energy consumption, it is a topic for big consumers, for industry and companies. But it is not possible to detach it from the public awareness, from what we think about energy, and also from use in our homes, in our families, and as individuals. The public climate cannot be changed without change of individual attitude and individual approach. And here we are closing very much to our particular concerns as Christians, and this is value-based character of our approach. So it means if we want to save energy, if we want to do something meaningful in protecting the climate and avert the climate change, we have to change the thinking. We have to be aware what values are important for our life and how do we want to deal with them.
So you're saying that the individual actually does have a responsibility.
This is very very significant part of it. On the level of individual consumption, but also on the level of how do we as individuals and Christians, how do we participate on broader communities and in a society as a such, with our voice, with our attentions, with our work, we can influence very much also the public, broader public, much broader than our individuals or small communities. So what I want to say is that there are two levels on which we as Christians can contribute to the developments in society and also in discussing of energy and environmental problems.
I see that your website, the ECEN website, actually has a page dedicated to this International Year for Sustainable Energy for All. Do you have any programs or projects with which you are going to participate in this particular year?
Energy is important concerns for us in ECEN, and in our big meetings, assemblies, which we call usually every 2 years, we discuss energy as well. One of our assemblies, we adopted even call to the Christians and churches to the continent, where we underlined in particularly four elements. First, it is sufficiency, then efficiency, need for renewables, and the planet perspective. So with these four elements, we want to discuss energy also in this year, International Year of Sustainable Energy for All. This is important to mention because in this year, 2012, we will organize once again our assembly and discussion of energy, how we as Christians can contribute to this international year will be significant part of that assembly.
Four elements, just like the four elements of the planet, earth, water, air, and fire.
We can see the link also in this symbolic level as well, of course.
Dr. Pavlovich, on Monday, the Pope gave his annual address to diplomats, which is seen as a very important address because they take his message back to world leaders. And he did conclude it talking about climate change, environmental protection, and looking ahead to the Rio Conference on Sustainable Development. Would you like either to comment on the Pope's words or tell me how important is it, do you think, for a moral authority, as is the Pope, to take a stand on environmental protection?
It is very encouraging for us to see that also in that level, in the highest possible level, environmental concern about energy and its use are taking into consideration. So it is encouragement for work of all of us. And on the ecumenical level, it is also a signal that we can deepen our cooperation in this particular field, hopefully even to better results than we have been able to achieve in the years before.
I thought it was also interesting that he specifically mentioned the connection between fighting poverty and fighting climate change as important areas for the promotion of human development. Do you agree with that?
Certainly. The poverty is a big problem of the current world. And what is significant that the poverty, it is not only something which we may see in developing countries only. Even in Europe, which is considered as a rich continent, we have also a lot and very high number of people living under poverty level, in particular number of children living in poverty. And it is very closely linked also to environmental concerns and to the question, how do we use our energy for what purpose do we use it, and how effectively do we use resources which we have at hand?
Are you hopeful for the future, Dr. Pavlovich?
Certainly, yes. As Christians, the element of hope is a strong element of our belief and also very strongly influencing of our work. Of course, we see all around number of difficulties, number of concerns which we are called to address, and many things we would like to change in the world. But we do it in hope and with hope that that the change is possible. And we have a number of elements which can contribute to the change in our hands.
So we can do it.
This is even going beyond the hope. This is a strong element of our faith, which is influencing our work and our activities, our initiatives, also in this particular field of work.